Two members of the Phoenix City Council have so far expressed an interest in running for mayor once the current mayor, Greg Stanton, resigns to run for Congress. Both the mayor and council of the country's fifth biggest city have a lot on their plates, and this morning we welcome Mayor Greg Stanton. And we should point out this interview was scheduled several weeks before he announced he'd be stepping down to run for Congress. And Mayor Stanton, let's start with the issue of DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. You signed on to a letter this week from the U.S. Conference of Mayors that urged Congress to quickly protect the so-called Dreamers. What ideally would you like Congress to do on this issue?
Well, ideally, we would pass comprehensive immigration reform, which Congress should have done a long time ago, so we can take literally millions of people living here out of the shadows and fully into our economy. No city in the country would get a better economic shot in the arm than our community here in Maricopa County in the city of Phoenix. So if you ask me ideally what would happen, that's what would happen. Obviously, President Obama was not able to get comprehensive immigration reform done, so he did administratively do the DACA policy. I prefer comprehensive immigration reform, but in the meantime, we'll accept DACA. And it was unfortunate that President Trump announced the elimination of DACA, then made a bunch of statements sort of making it ambiguous whether it was going to go away. But, you know, these are people's lives that are at risk here. These are young people who came here through no choice of their own, that you only qualify for DACA if you're doing the right things. So these are not people that we want to leave our community. We want them to stay in our community and to become leaders in their own right. And so I did send a letter saying this arbitrary deadline, which just ended earlier this week, is just that, an arbitrary deadline. Extend the deadline. Let's get work on a permanent legislative fix so Dreamers can stay here in our communities and take their rightful leadership role. But in the meantime, let's extend DACA. And that's what that letter indicated.
I'm going to jump to a completely different issue, but one that does involve mayors. Obviously, the Valley is deeply affected by climate change, and that could potentially grow. Also, our water supply is affected by climate change. You and the Tucson mayor came up with an agreement to make sure that Phoenix and Tucson were doing more of that and sharing. How big a priority has that been for you as mayor? And I'm wondering, is Phoenix, as a leader in the Greater Valley, in a position to help ensure the water supply for this area to make sure the growth can continue?
Yes, we are. And we better utilize that leadership role. Phoenix and Tucson are working more closely together than we have ever worked before. But nowhere are we working more closely than on the issue of water. And you mentioned it, climate change is real. And I know a lot of the attention on climate change goes to coastal cities where they have rising water tables and people are worried about the future, and they should be. But you know what? Right here in Arizona, climate change is affecting us now. Phoenix is doing all we can. Yes, we did a partnership with Tucson that would add more water into Lake Mead, protect the water in Lake Mead. We recently signed an agreement with our friends, the Gila River Indian community, that's going to not only help the Gila River Indian community bring water back onto their tribal lands, but it's also going to result in more water in Lake Mead. And you know what else we're doing? I'm working with the mayors and the cities along the Salton Verde Rivers because we need to make sure that we are doing system conservation there as well. So the point I'm making is Phoenix is a leader on water conservation, water planning, and we need to continue to be a leader. And it's bringing cities and tribal communities closer together than we ever have out of necessity.
Now, philosophically, this brings to mind to me the question about collaboration versus competition. Because you know, you've heard a little bit of criticism from folks saying that Phoenix is the big dog on the block, so Phoenix should lead like the big dog. And there have been businesses brought in that have gone to Chandler, which, yes, in some ways can be very positive for Phoenix, more people to use the services, more people to use the restaurants, whatnot. But do you think Phoenix has been enough of a leader considering the population advantage, considering this is the centerpiece of our valley?
Look, during my time as mayor, I've been mayor for 6 years now, and it's the best job in politics. I love being mayor. I would do it longer if they'd let me, but term limits is going to get me pretty
soon.
How long
has it felt, though?
It felt like a long period of time, but I've loved every single minute of it. But the reality is I have tried to stand for the proposition. I ran on the proposition, and I've tried to maintain it, that we are a region, and we are going to sink or swim as a region, not as individual cities.
Another issue that is sort of regional importance is that of where the sports teams in this region are going to play. We've all heard about the Arizona Coyotes looking for a new place. The Suns have talked about wanting a new arena. The Diamondbacks, to some degree, are talking about a new stadium or repairs to the current stadium. That's obviously a county district issue, not necessarily a city one. What do you think is the ultimate solution here? I mean, do you think that the Coyotes might come back downtown? Do you think the Suns need a new arena? What do you think is going to happen there?
All right, I'm going to give you the best answer I can on that. Number one, the Arizona Diamondbacks, by the way, one heck of a great season, and we're hopeful that next year we can continue that. Look, they belong in downtown Phoenix. The two sides in that disagreement, the county and the team, get together, get in a room, lock out the lawyers, reach a reasonable solution, and there is one there. The Diamondbacks belong in downtown Phoenix. The Phoenix Suns belong in downtown Phoenix. Obviously, we're working very closely with the team to work on a plan that's going to keep them in downtown Phoenix for 25 more years. I'm super excited about that possibility, not only because of the team, but because we want to have a building in downtown Phoenix that can host not just professional sports, but all of the best concerts. And the Coyotes and Glendale, they need to work it out as well. My first choice, I have always said, the first choice is that the Coyotes and the city of Glendale work it out so that they can have a long-term future here in the Valley at that building and win many Stanley Cups. Any discussion about other locations was as a backup plan, but the first opportunity is in Glendale. And oh, by the way, the Cardinals, they're not going anywhere. They're going to stay in. So yes, there's a lot of discussion about it. You read a lot of headlines about it, but the solutions are there if reasonable minds can come together.
Can this vision for the Suns happen with a refurbished arena, or will the Suns only be happy with a new arena?
We're in discussions with that right now. And so I would say that both of those options have certainly been discussed. We have to make sure as a city that any agreement that we come to works for the people of the city of Phoenix, that it makes sense for the people of the city of Phoenix.
There's been some controversy recently between the state and the cities, where some lawmakers are utilizing a new state law that allows them to ask the attorney general to look into whether or not cities are violating state law through ordinances that they have, including one that State Senator John Kavanaugh would like Attorney General Brnovich to look into as far as an order within the Phoenix Police Department. I want to ask broadly how you would define, because you spend time at the Capitol, you work with lawmakers. How would you describe right now the relationship between the state and its cities?
Well, on the issue of preemption, that's what you're talking about whether or not cities should decide our own public policies or whether the state should dictate to the cities. Frankly, the relationship's not that good. Do we want to have a monolithic state where every city adopts the same public policy as adopted by the state? No. We love diversity. Phoenix is different than other cities. Bisbee is different than other cities. We are at our best when the public policies of those local communities reflect the values of the local communities.
As your time as mayor of Phoenix comes to an end, what kind of financial shape is the city in? There have been changes to the concerns about pensions. Voters had a chance to modify some things, so there are definitely some improvements there. But people are still concerned about where that's at. Do you think bigger steps as you leave office are going to need to be taken in that sense? And do you feel good about where you leave the city from a financial standpoint?
We were recently reviewed by one of the major credit agencies, Fitch's. They gave us a AAA bond rating, the best bond rating, which is a credit rating, essentially. Our credit rating is the highest of any big city in the United States of America. So Phoenix has one of the brightest futures, one of the best trajectories of any major city in the United States of America. That doesn't mean we don't need to mind our P's and Q's. And we have done major pension reform.
Pension starts with P.
We've done major pension reform in the city of Phoenix, which is paying dividends. Obviously, we're going to continue to work with the state of Arizona, which manages the public safety pension, which is a tough, tough issue because we have to support our police officers and firefighters who have earned that pension. We have to make sure we do it in a fiscally responsible way. So I would say right now that Phoenix needs to always be looking at our bottom line, operate as efficiently as possible. But I put our financial condition up against any major city in the United States of America. I'd rather be sitting here in Phoenix with our future than any other big city in the country.
Steve mentioned that your time as mayor will be coming to an end. You have obviously announced that you're running for Congress, which will require you to step down as mayor. Do you have a sense yet of when you will be stepping down, like when you will officially start your campaign for Congress and file your papers and all?
So I did recently announce that I will be running for Congressional District 9, which includes portions of Mesa, a little bit of Chandler, Tempe, and East Phoenix, including the city council district that I was blessed to represent for 9 years before I became mayor. I will have to resign next year to pursue this path to represent our communities our broader community in Congress. By law, I have to resign when the signatures are due to enter that race, which is May. But I'll be, you know, I'll be letting the community know sooner rather than later about when the official date would be that I would leave office. Obviously, I want to make sure that the city is left in good hands, that we continue the direction that we have been going in. So May would be the latest that I could stay as mayor before submitting a resignation. It could be sooner.
Now, I don't know if you play dominoes, but you know, people make their own choices, but your leaving is going to unleash a slew of dominoes in the city of Phoenix. And you're going to have candidates who have less institutional knowledge. They're going to be jumping in with a lot of serious issues happening. You know, considering you could actually stay in office a little bit longer, do you feel like the city of Phoenix is going to be in good hands as all these different council members want your soon-to-be old job?
Well, look, you don't do anything alone as mayor. And I've had a great group of council members that I've been blessed to work with. And two of them have already announced there may be more. And I am confident that the city of Phoenix will be left in good hands. Yes, there will be dozens and dozens of people, literally, who are going to seek those city council seats. That's a good thing, because the level of government that works best is local government. That's where people want to serve. And so the fact that there is going to be a quote-unquote domino effect, new leadership in the mayor's office, new leadership in those city council offices, man, I'm excited about the level of talent and passion that I'm seeing for people that have an interest in the city. And I think we have a very, very bright future. I don't want to be one of these mayors that leaves and thinks that nothing good happened after I left. I'm excited about the future of the city of Phoenix, and I'm excited about the talent that I see of people willing to serve.
Now, one of our favorite words in journalism is speculation. So there was speculation that you were also considering a run for Secretary of State. Considering Arizona's history, a lot of Secretaries of State go on to become governors. So you've chosen a totally different path. Do you think you can be more effective as a member of a 435-member body than you could have been potentially as governor?
Well, those are, you raise a good point. Those are very different roles. Look, the legislature passed a law that said that you could not use any resources you may have been left over in your political account as a city person for statewide office. I don't know why they passed that law while I was a sitting mayor. I'll let other people speculate as to why they may have done that. But I was put in a position of having to move my resources sooner, because there was a deadline if I didn't move it sooner, to the Secretary of State's position. That is an incredibly important position. Mm-hmm. And we do need stronger, in my opinion, advocacy in that position for things like automatic voter registration. So make no mistake, the fact that I've made a decision not to run for Secretary of State and will still pursue a position representing Congressional District 9 in Congress doesn't mean I don't have an interest in voting rights issues. It is arguably one of the most serious issues facing our country. Look, I hope to win this race, and I want to go to Washington and represent this community. I want those mayors and council members and community members to have my personal cell phone. So yes, I'll be in Washington, but I'm going to be the most local member of Congress that you've ever seen, because I love local government.
All right. That's Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton. Mayor Stanton, thanks a lot for coming in.
Happy to be here, and I want to do it even more in the future.
And just as a reminder, the interview with Mayor Stanton was scheduled several weeks ago prior to his decision to run for Congress.